Here are three ways to make $500,000 a year as a dentist. There might be other ways. If there are, let me know about them, send me an email, leave a comment, and we're gonna look at the pros and cons of the different ways to make that $500,000. Number one, you can work for someone else. This is the way, obviously, a lot of dentists start out. Let's say you're keeping 30% of your collections and you want to have a net income of $500,000. So if you're keeping 30% of your collections and you want a net income of $500,000, then you're gonna have to collect $1.66 million per year. Now, collections is always a little bit lower than production, because there might be some work you do that is not collected, whether it be an insurance company doesn't pay out what they expected to pay, or a patient ends up not paying their bill, or something happens where you end up producing more than you collect. If you work at a poorly run office, they can be fairly different. So let's just say collections are 95% of production. So you're gonna have to produce $1.75 million in order to make $500,000 if you are working as an employee for someone else. It's possible to do that, but you are going to be working so hard in order to make that kind of money when you're working as an associate. Let's look at a few of the procedures and just see how many of those you're gonna have to do each year and each day in order to make this kind of money. So you're gonna have crowns, fillings, exams, endo, implants, and other. Let's say 30% of your production is coming from crowns, 20% from fillings, 20% from exams, 10% from endo, 10% from implants, and 10% from other things. That means you're gonna need to produce $526,000 a year from crowns. And from all the other things, $350,000 in fillings, $350 in exams, $175 from endo, $175 from implants, and $175 from other things. That's a lot of dentistry. That's gonna take you a lot of time and a lot of energy in order to produce that much. Now let's do an estimate of how many of each procedure you would need to do. Let's say your production per crown is about $1,000. That's 526 crowns per year. Let's say production is about $300 per filling. That's 1,170 fillings per year. Let's say you make about $80 for an exam. That's 4,386 exams. Maybe you make $800 for an endo. That's 219 root canals. Producing $4,000 an implant. That's 44 implants. Let's say you're working 4 days a week, 48 weeks per year. That's 192 days. So that's an average of 2.7 crowns per day, 6.1 fillings per day, 22 exams per day, one endo per day. I mean, that's not terrible. Like, that's doable, but it's a lot of work. Doing 23 exams each day while you're also trying to do an endo and three crowns and six fillings and then an implant every week. There are dentists who do this. These are the types of schedules that you're going to have if you are working for a corporate office and you're trying to make $500,000 a year. I get emails all the time from dentists who are working for PDS, working for Heartland, working for an Aspen, and they're saying, hey, doc, I'm making $500,000 a year at my associate job. Does it actually make sense for me to become a practice owner? I'm already making $500,000 a year here. Why would I want to go anywhere else? Well, the thing is, most dentists are not making $500,000 a year when they're working for someone else. The average income is about $200,000 a year. Just because you are able to do three crowns, six fillings, and 22 exams each day doesn't mean that you're going to have the patient flow in order to do that much dentistry. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I'll just find an office where I'm busy and I'll do this kind of work. The problem is the management is not going to want to have one dentist producing this much for a long time, because that's a lot of risk for them. If something happens to you and you leave, they are stuck with an office with a lot of patients but no dentists. So what happens is once you start getting to these types of numbers, they're going to bring in a second dentist into the office that's going to want to take away half of your production. So you might be doing well. You're doing your 22 exams, you're doing your 6 to 7 fillings a day, you're doing your three crowns and your one implant per week. But then another dentist comes in and takes away half of your exams. Now you're treatment planning half as much, you're producing half as much, and you're making half as much. It's kind of an awkward position to be in because there's a new dentist coming in. You're trying to be friendly to this new dentist. You want this new dentist to be successful, but the problem is because there are two of you in this corporate office, you are competing for patients, you're competing for treatment. It's a difficult situation for both parties to be in because that new dentist who's coming in is going to feel like, hey, I'm a dentist. I want to have my schedule be filled. And you have been there for a while and you're thinking, well, I've been here a while and I don't want to give you all the patients that I used to be seeing for myself. Unless the number of patients at that practice is going to magically double just because a new dentist was hired, the dentist who was there before is going to have to do less work than they were doing. This is also the reason why if you're looking for an associate job, you want to go to an office where the dentist who was there before you is leaving. You don't want to be the second dentist at an office that previously only had one. You're going to come in, your schedule is not going to be full, and you're going to be unhappy. The dentist who was there before you is now going to be making less money, and they're gonna be unhappy. The only one profiting from this arrangement is the corporation that you're working for. Because guess what? The corporation was paying the other dentist 30% of their collections. They're paying you 30% of your collections. They don't care who does the work. They just care that it gets done. But maybe you're in a situation where you're the only dentist at the office and it's gonna stay that way and you can continue doing 23 exams per day. It's unlikely that you're gonna be able to sustainably make $500,000 a year as an associate. There are going to be some exceptions temporarily, but it's probably not going to last, and I wouldn't count on it. So option number two, work for yourself. Now, when you own the business, you're going to be making a lot more money per procedure that you're doing. Whereas you might be keeping about 30% of your collections at your associate job, as an owner, you might have a 60% overhead, which means you're keeping 40% of all of the work that is done in the office. That includes the work that's done by hygienist or any other dentist that you have working at the office with you. And if you're good, you can actually bring that overhead number down lower. I've seen this number as low as 50 to 45%, which means you're keeping 50 to 55% of the work that's done at this office. But for today's sake, let's assume that you're running it at a 60% overhead. So once again, we're trying to get to that $500,000 in income. But one thing that's different when you're working for yourself rather than working for someone else is because you're keeping a percentage of the total office production, we need to look at how much money the total office is going to be making, not just your personal collections. So the total office revenue, if you're keeping 40%, would need to be $1.25 million. Now, if you run your office well, you might have hygiene producing 25% of that. So hygiene is bringing $312,000 into the practice. Now, if the total office production is 1.25 and hygiene is 300,000, then that means you as the dentist are only gonna have to produce $937,000 of dentistry. So we'll do that same calculation for production. So overall, you need to produce about $1 million. So to take home $500,000 as an associate, you need to be producing $1.75 million per year. To take home $500,000 as an owner, on the other hand, you only need to make $986,000. That's basically half. As an owner, you can work half as much and make the same amount of money that you can make as an associate, or you can work the same amount you were working as an associate and make twice as much. So if you hear some associate dentist say, well, I'm making $500,000 in my associate job, life is good. Yeah, but you could be making $1 million a year if you owned your own practice. If you're willing and able to work that hard, you could be making $1 million a year, but instead you're making $500,000 because you're working as an associate. Now, on the other hand, if you're at an associate job and you're only making $250,000 a year, you could be doing the same amount of work that you're doing right now at your job making $250,000 a year, but instead of making $250,000, you'd be making $500,000 per year. This is not my opinion. This is not just some idea. This is the math behind making money as a dentist. There's a reason why DSOs like Aspen and Heartland and Pacific exist. It's because they are taking advantage of this arbitrage opportunity where young, inexperienced associate dentists are willing to work for half the profit that they will be making if they own their own practice. And guess who gets to keep that other half of that profit? Aspen does, Heartland does, Pacific does. If you're working at a private practice, the owner dentist that you're working for is keeping that money. I had a phone call the other day from a dentist that worked as an associate for another dentist for 16 years. Do you understand that each year that you are working for that other dentist, you are making that other dentist $200,000 to $300,000 for 16 years? Let's say it was just 200,000 by times 16, that's $3.2 million, not taking into account the interest that you could have earned if you had been investing that money from day one. If she had been working for herself, rather than working for someone else for 16 years and had taken the $200,000 a year that she was paying to her boss for working at that associate job and instead put it into an investment account, S&P 500, some sort of index fund, she could have easily had $5, $6, $7 million by now. It is crazy for me to think about all of the money that she was losing by working for someone else for those 16 years. Sure, your first year, maybe 2, maybe 3 years out of school, it might make sense to work as an associate while you're still figuring things out. But if you let it go on any longer than that, you are throwing so much money down the drain. Let's just quickly do that same math to see the number of procedures you would need to do. Instead of having to do 2.3 crowns per day as an associate, you can do 1.5 crowns per day. Instead of doing 6 fillings per day, you can now do 3.4 fillings per day. Instead of 22 exams, you're now doing 12 exams. You're working half as much. Depending on how you set up your schedule, you can either just be less busy while you're at the office, or you can spend less time at the office. If you're an associate trying to make this kind of money, you're probably working 5 days a week. Some are working 6 days a week. As an owner, you can easily make $500,000 a year while working 3 days per week. You could even make this kind of money working 2.5 days a week if you set up your schedule properly. Think of all the things you could do if for the next 30 years of your life, you are buying back an extra day and a half every week. Life is finite. We're only going to live for so long. Dentistry, it's a good job, but do you really want to spend your entire life sitting in a dental chair? Get in there, make your money, and get out and go live your life. When I talk to associate dentists, oftentimes the only thing that they have to talk about is work because that's all that they do. But when I talk to owners of successful practices, they almost never talk about work because they're doing so many other interesting things with their time. Do you really want to spend your time sitting around in a dental chair, being stuck in a dental office 5 days a week for the rest of your life? Get outside, go on a walk, go on a run. Go kayaking, go rock climbing. I don't care what you're doing. Life is way too short to spend it sitting around in some office all day long. This is the reason that I am so passionate about ownership and hate associate jobs so much, is because I get so sick of seeing dentists wasting their lives away sitting in these dental offices when they could really be coming in for 2.5 days a week, getting the work done and having the rest of the week to go on adventures, to go do stuff. As the owner of a dental practice, you can work 2.5 days per week and make $500,000 per year. Or you could take an associate job where you're producing $700,000 per year, working 5 days a week and making $170,000. I don't know what else to say, but if you've been working as an associate for more than a year or two, just stop it. All right, so those are the two most common ways to make $500,000 a year as a dentist, but I'm gonna show you one more. This one is gonna take you a little bit more time to achieve, but the thing is, in order to get to this point, you have to own your own practice first. The third way is work for yourself and hire an associate. Now remember, in option number one, where you're working as an employee, the excess profit that you are not keeping as an employee was going to the owner of the business. So now let's say, instead of being the one who is sharing your profit with someone else, what if you can find someone who's willing to share their profit with you? When you are the owner of a business, you can hire an associate to come into your office, see patients, you pay them 30% of their collections, but then you keep the excess profit. So once again, we're trying to get to where you're making $500,000 per year. Now, of course, if you have an employee, your overhead's gonna go up. You're gonna have to spend more money because you're gonna have to pay your employee a salary. So let's say you're running at a 75% overhead and you're keeping a 25% profit from the business. That means the total office production is going to have to be $2 million. Hygiene, once again, is doing 25%. That's $500,000. Let's say you find an associate that can produce $900,000. That means you only have to collect $600,000. We're gonna do that same adjustment for production. So now you have to produce $631,000 per year. When you were working as an associate, in order to make $500,000, you had to produce $1.75 million. As an owner working by yourself, you had to produce $986,000 per year. And now as an owner with an associate working at your office, in order to make $500,000, you only have to produce $631,000. Now, if you still want to work 4 days per week, that means one crown per day, two fillings per day, and eight exams per day. That's a super easy schedule. That means hygiene checks on one hygienist. You're seeing one patient that has two fillings to do and you're doing one crown. Remember, when you were working as an associate, you were working every single minute you were in that office. You were working like crazy in order to make that $500,000. Now that you are using the business to your advantage and leveraging other people's work to make money for yourself and to help cover the overhead of the office, you're doing like one third or less the amount of work you were doing as an associate in order to make the same amount of money. And let's be clear, if you have an office where there's an associate that's able to produce $900,000 a year, you're probably not working full time anymore. You definitely don't have to work full time in order to make $500,000. This is the kind of situation where if you can get yourself into a practice like this, you could be working 1 to 2 days per month and still be making $500,000. The dentists who are really, really smart, they figure out how to run 5 or 6 practices like this at the same time. Because they're only working 1 to 2 days per month at any given office, they're able to run 5 or 6 offices. If you're running 6 offices, each office is making $500,000 per year, you're making $3 million and you're still working less than you were working when you were working as an associate. I'm not necessarily saying this is the life for everyone. Once you start getting to this type of position where you have multiple offices, you're gonna be having a lot more managerial type stress. If you enjoy it, great, go for it. I think this is a great way to make a lot of money. If you're just starting out, I wouldn't even think about number 3 just yet. I would focus on number 2. Instead of working for someone else, work for yourself. You can make so much more money, or you can work so much less, or both. Just remember that every day that you are working as an associate for someone else, you are trading away your time to make money for someone else.